Johnny is indeed with us now here on HRRN. Johnny, appreciate a few minutes, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, I played a little soundbite earlier of Beautiful Pleasure winning the 1996 Fountain of Youth Stakes, upsetting Unbridled Song at 143-1. Beautiful, or Built for Pleasure, became your very first Kentucky Derby mount in 96. What do you remember about that day, my friend?
Well, actually, like you said, he was a long shot, and I was asked to come in and ride in the Derby, and it was incredible, you know, just to have my first mount in the Derby and get the experience from it. You know, coming out of the gate, I remember the instructions, you know, he's going to be quick, but I don't want you to go to the inside. So he broke on the lead, like, the first two, three jumps, and I stayed almost in the middle of the track going past the wire for the first time. And I got a few jockeys mad at me. You know, it was my first Derby, and I was just selling with all the instructions, and the horse broke so well, and I didn't want to go to the inside just because they told me not to be in inside. And coming back, I got yelled at by a few jockeys asking what the heck I was doing. So that was my experience and then my first Derby.
Unbelievable. And to look at where you are today, a three-time Derby winner, you look back on that experience, and you have to laugh about it, right? Because you just didn't know what to expect.
No, absolutely. And it was a great experience for me to be there just to ride the Derby. And but, yeah, it was a great experience. And then coming back and get yelled at, but, you know, to I said, well, guys, I'm sorry, I was following instructions. What do you want me to do? So, but, yeah, it was a great experience to be there and participate. And it was incredible, definitely.
Do you remember what it was like when you found out that you were going to have a mount in the Kentucky Derby?
No, absolutely. It's funny because Angel wasn't even he was training. He wasn't even my agent then. You know, Angel was the one who called me, Angel Cordero. It's a lady saying, a friend of mine has a horse in the Kentucky Derby. He likes you to go and ride him. It's like, sure, you know. I mean, the time I was incredible. So he told me, it's like, man, it's a long shot, but it'll be great for you just to be there, be part of it, and have the experience just to be there. And so you can see, the whole atmosphere and what it's like to ride the Derby, and you get this, at least you get the experience to be there. I was like, absolutely, you know. I was very excited, you know, just to, you know, give it the opportunity to go over here, to go to Kentucky and experience the Kentucky Derby the whole day. It was incredible, actually, yeah.
Your fellow Hall of Famer Mike Smith told me that his first Kentucky Derby, it was the first time he had flown to ride a race, so he didn't know what to expect there. He didn't even know how to rent a car. He had to hop in a car with some other fans that were going to the racetrack and get a ride with them from the airport to Churchill Downs, and then he had no clue what to do when he got there. What was it like for you, Johnny, that the night before, the morning of, what were those moments like? Do you remember?
Absolutely. I was very excited. I mean, and I was here with my wife. The owner was really grateful, if you will, you know, that I was coming to ride his horse, and he paid for me and my wife at the hotel and everything, and the car to come to Kentucky, and then obviously from the hotel and to Churchill Downs. But it was pretty easy, you know. It was more excitement than anything else for both of us being here, being young and getting the opportunity to be part of the whole Derby fiasco, if you will, you know, and excitement. You know, it was pretty easy for me, I have to tell you. You know, it wasn't all confusion and not know where to go or anything. It's, I was traveling already, you know, in my early years, you know, being successful here and there, but I'd never been in the Derby before. So the travel part of coming here, it was pretty easy.
Did you receive any advice from veteran riders as to how to approach that week and that race?
No, there was no advice. What do you think they got yelled at me? They yelled at me when I came back. So they were frustrated with me. I was like, well, sorry. I mean, it's my first time. I'm only following instruction. You know, what do they want me to do? They were frustrated with me.
You know, you're a mentor to young riders now, and I know you spend a lot of time, you know, working with young riders. What would you tell a young rider that's going to be riding in the Derby for the first time?
I mean, the thing is about preparing yourself really, really well for this race more than anything else. Just, I mean, it's 20 horses. It's probably one of the roughest races to, you know, that you're going to ride, especially coming from that. It's a mile and a quarter, but, you know, everybody comes out running, try to get position. So, you know, be prepared for it, though. You know, you got to be prepared for yourself. So that first quarter of a mile, that is going to be pretty intense, just to everybody, you know, trying to guard the position that they want. And be aware of it, you know. So try to do your best to get the position you can and hold your position until you're comfortable with, you know. So that's probably the best advice you can give anybody. Because anywhere in the world, I mean, a mile and a quarter, no one comes out running so quickly, you know, to get position. But, you know, most of the time when you go a mile and a quarter, people just come out of there as easily as possible. You know, they don't want to use the horses too much. The first part of the race, where the Derby's completely opposite. Everybody's come out running to try to get their best position possible they can get.
Well, nobody prepares like Johnny V. I've said it multiple times on this program. I know how hard you work, Johnny, even to this day. You don't rest on your laurels. You continue to work your tail off, and you prepare impeccably for every race that you're going to ride. And that's why you're sitting here today as a three-time Kentucky Derby winner. How do you find a way to get Medina Spirit to the wire first this year? He's been second the two times you've been on him. What's the key?
Well, I think he's running really good races, and he has really, I mean, faced two horses that they streaked on those races. It's true. I mean, they went fast enough, and then they came back. Obviously, if that scenario happens in the Derby, there's going to be a lot of pace, and they go really quick, and that would be my benefit, you know, that he's going to be close enough, not too far enough, but there will be pace fast enough in front of us that they can come back to us, and maybe that would be the case that we can come down the lane and beat them all, though, you know. So I think it looks like it's going to be a lot of pace, and my hope that you know, that I get a good position and brace well the way he's been breaking from the gate the last two starts, and get a really good position and watch him come back to me, though, you know. I hope they do.
Does he give you the feeling that he could be even better at a mile and a quarter?
You know, I think it's going to benefit him just because, like I was talking in, with that much pace, I mean, they should come back to me, and he can keep that momentum that he gets. He gets a good cruising speed. He just cannot accelerate again, if you will, down the lane. But he stays at the same speed the whole way around. And it's been tough, you know, for him to, you know, there, keep coming, and the horses in front keep running, though, you know. And like I said, the last two times he has run against two freak horses that, you know, they, you know, went to the lead and then never stopped. So, you know, I hope that changed in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Johnny, I would never bet against you, my friend. Go get number four. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know it's a busy time for you, and all the best.
Thank you very much.